Today's gospel begins with an interesting question, which for many people in today's society is a very useless question. What must I do to inherit everlasting life? What must I do to be saved? It's a question today which many people laugh at and find absolutely useless and even stupid. All I want is something to eat, some place to sleep, and hopefully the next day get up and do whatever I want to do. We had class yesterday, and we were talking about religion. And one of my young students taught me something very important, which I want to share with you. We were talking about prayer. And he said, you can never pray alone. Why? Because prayer, like a dialogue, always includes God, or else it's not prayer. Sometimes people say, my prayer is not as powerful, or I get nothing out of it. But they're usually only talking about their half of it. Prayer is always 50% yours and 50% God's, if it's a real prayer based on faith in the living God who takes part in our life, who affects change, gives us grace and wisdom, and fills us with his power to live life and live it well. So you can never pray alone, or else you're not praying at all. So we sometimes want a prayer without God and a church without people. In other words, we don't like to be disturbed. We love a religion which doesn't require anything from us. But it's like the person who finds beauty in anything they do, from great artists to great architects, there is always some effort to attain great beauty. And there is always an investment of time if you want to maintain a relationship, whether it is with God, with a child, with an adult. You know that when you raise a child, what it takes from you is a lot of time and a lot of effort for sometimes golden nuggets of love and appreciation and fulfillment. It is the same in the spiritual life, that praying with a deep faith in our God, listening to his responses, paying attention to his gifts of grace, brings great beauty and great joy because it fills our life and makes it more complete. Faith and belief in God is not an obligation and a drudgery unless you do it poorly. It does demand time and it does demand effort. But when you see the results of a life lived well, of a life lived with God's grace and his ideas, finding incorporation, being realized in all the good that you do, then you can say, my life is complete. So may you find joy in your faith, God in your prayer, people in your church, and may you never be alone. May you always pray with God, and may we always pray with each other. Slava Isusu Christu.